This is part two of Finding a Voice by Greg Fowler. Most of you have probably heard of Steve Perry and know him as the lead singer of the band Journey during their heyday, with hits like Don't Stop Believing and Faithfully. Many of you may not recognize the name Brad Delp, but you have likely heard his voice too. He was the original lead singer of the band Boston, and in my opinion, hits the greatest high note in rock and roll history on the song More Than a Feeling. Now, Steve and Brad had two of the best voices in rock and roll. Steve Perry even had the nickname, The Voice. Then there's David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar, the two very successful lead singers of Eddie Van Halen's namesake band. No one ever considered them superb singers, but they were great frontmen, and Van Halen was one of those rare bands to have huge success with two different lead singers. So why do I mention these bands and their lead singers? Well, let's go back to that conversation that Neil, Tom, and Eddie were having at the beginning of part one. Now, if you're a guitar player and want to start a band, but you don't want to sing, you have to obviously find a lead singer. Turns out finding one is pretty easy, but if you become pretty successful, then dealing with a lead singer is a handful. Now, all three of these bands had lead singer issues, and all three have albums with lead singers other than the most popular ones I listed here. And recently, through the streaming music service Spotify, I discovered two mostly forgotten albums by Journey and Boston. The Journey album is called Arrival, and the song I first heard from it was called We Will Meet Again. At first, I thought it was an early Steve Perry song that I had somehow missed, as the voice was very similar. I ended up looking up the song info, though, and found out, yes, it was Steve, but it wasn't Steve Perry. It was another Steve, Steve Aguirre. And I had a very similar story with the Boston album Walk On. Unlike the Journey album, I'd actually heard of this Boston album, but I'd never listened to it. So as I listened to it for the first time on Spotify, I discovered I liked it, and at first I didn't realize this was not Brad Delp. Upon further investigation, I learned that the singer was a guy named Fran Cosmo, who filled in while Tom Scholz and Brad Delp had a rough patch. So even though Neil and Tom had issues with their original lead singers, they weren't bold enough to bring in singers who strayed from their band sound. In Van Halen's case, when Van Halen version 2.0, which was the Hagar era, broke up, most fans hoped there would be a reconciliation with original lead singer David Lee Roth. Well, there wasn't, and for some reason, Eddie brought in a guy named Gary Cherone to be the lead singer, and they cut a new album. You may recall Gary's one big hit with his other band, Extreme, called More Than Words Can Say. This song definitely did not have a Van Halen vibe. So Eddie gave this new album the clever name Van Halen 3 to signify the third iteration of the band. And when I first started playing this post, my thinking was that this was a bold move by Eddie, as Gary Cherone sounded nothing like the first two Van Halen singers. However, as I used my research tool Spotify once again to listen to this album for the first time in 20 plus years, it struck me actually how similar some of the songs were to Sammy Hagar's Van Halen version. Sure, as a Sammy fan, I could tell the difference, but some of the screaming Gary did sure had a Sammy feel to me. So I guess it turns out Eddie didn't stray too far either. Anyway, it's time to wrap this up and give you perhaps a little known fact about Eddie Van Halen. Legend has it that Eddie was a classically trained pianist before taking up guitar. He supposedly couldn't read music, but he could watch the teacher's hand movements on the keyboard, memorize them, and play the piece back well enough to fool the teacher that he could actually read the music. So eventually, Eddie's keyboard playing found his way into a Van Halen tune, and the first one that most people remember was their biggest hit, Jump. This wasn't anything fancy, just a few chords played on a synthesizer. In later Hagar era tunes, though, more keyboards found their way into Van Halen songs, mostly as supporting instruments and never as the featured instrument. Well, then I suppose by the end of the forgettable album called Van Halen 3, Eddie must have grown tired of lead singer drama and maybe even grown tired of guitar for a moment. For it is on the final song of Van Halen 3, called How Many Say I, that Eddie does two things he never did on any other song that I could find. First, he is the lead singer on this song. And second, the song is almost 100% piano, played of course by Eddie. There are some strings in there, but this is definitely a piano song and definitely a different Van Halen tune. Now, if you remember back to the intro music I had in part one, that was a bit of that tune, and now here is a bit more. Now, history has pretty much forgotten Fran Cosmo from Boston, Steve Aguirre from Journey, and Gary Cherone's one shot at Harder Rock, which actually might be best. But it turns out history never had a chance to forget Greg Fowler as a singer in a rock and roll group. See, the week after my singing audition, I started high school. And that's why I heard that fateful school announcement for another tryout, the freshman football team. And that's the day that I made the decision to hit football pads instead of low notes and told Mr. O'Rear, thanks, but no thanks. Now, I still managed to attend Sunday Night Youth Choir off and on for the next few years, but once the Chris's graduated, I retired my voice. But I hope you didn't mind me coming out of retirement for this one blog detour. At least I didn't subject you to any more singing than those two matched notes. Well, thanks for reading, and this week, thanks for listening.